Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashanti. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling in regards to a charge I had on December 23rd that I didn't authorize.
No problem. I'd be more than happy to help you. Give me your first and last name.
It's Michael Ford. Did you find me?
One second.
Now I have transaction ID, time, date, amount, everything.
You can give me the transaction ID number.
It's 3698287358003. 3-3-3-6-9-7-9.
So that was 3-6-9-8-2-8. That was 3-6-9-8-2-8-7-3-5-8-0-0-3-3-3-6.
979.
Yes.
It was for $67.32 on December 23rd at 1:18 a.m.
Do you have, can I have your email? Let's try that.
Trader Michael, TRADER. MIKAEL at hotmail.com. And I did get email from them on this as well.
Okay. And could you verify your shipping address for me?
It's 100 Coral Way East, number 4. 32903, that's in the Atlantic, Florida.
All righty, just bear with me while the account loads. Alrighty, and how can I help you today, sir?
I want a refund. It was an unauthorized charge from Glowing Electronics Sub. Okay, I had ordered a free drone, and it ended up being $8.
Which was the shipping and handling, so that was $8.25. And that with that drone, you agreed to join Factories Direct Savings Club. Which is $125 every month you are charged. That is where that $67.32 come in at.
That was a hidden thing there then.
Yes, sir. It was in the terms and conditions. I can cancel this and I can give you 35% of that back.
35%. I didn't. Wow. What a, okay. It's a scam, obviously. It's not your fault. I know. I'm sorry. I know it's busy after Christmas for you. I'm sure I'm dealing with this stuff, but that's a complete scam. It was hidden. And then they don't give you a full refund. And it was, what does it tell me? I joined some membership, which I never even
yes,
got
sir.
An email.
Yes, sir. What? It comes to your email. It's a $125 gift card. If not, I can also have them resend that to you as well.
A gift what? A what gift card?
It's a $125 gift card to use online. Also, I can do a 50% refund back as a courtesy.
What is a $125 gift card? I don't understand what
yes,
that means.
Yes, the $125 is for our website. We have a Factories Direct Savings Club where you can buy gadgets such as that drone at discounted prices with that membership.
So it gives you $125 worth of a gift card to purchase from that particular website?
Yes.
And I don't ever remember seeing that. And I don't remember seeing anywhere where I was joining a club by.
Yes, sir. It's in the terms and conditions.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know how huge those things are? You know, so obviously, I'm not the only person that you've dealt with for this circumstance. But some people won't even bother to call you back, I'm sure. But you know what? What would you would give me 50% back to my card, to my Venmo card?
Yes, sir. It's the card that you have on file, and it'll be on there in 3 to 5 business days.
Well, the thing with that is I immediately canceled that card because I didn't want any more of these crazy charges coming in out of nowhere because that's happened to me before because, you know what I mean? One thing triggers and then another thing and another thing. Apparently, I joined 3 clubs, you know, when I didn't read the terms and conditions. So, you know, I just canceled the card and I got a new Venmo. So I don't know.
So did you file a dispute with your bank?
I filed a dispute with, Synchrony.
Okay, yeah, so I'm not able to do that, being that you have filed a dispute with your bank. You'll have to have them.
Here's what happened. I mm-hmm. said that you did the charge, but they said it was resolved and the money would be back on my card. And I got my new card several days ago, and it's still not, it never happened. So and then they were asking for my results. Like, how did you feel? And nothing ever happened. And nothing. They never did do this dispute. I don't think they followed through on the dispute. Is what I'm saying.
Okay, so let me get my supervisor regarding that part. Because what is the card number ending in?
I'm telling you, I got a new card. So
yes,
whatever,
sir.
I broke my old card up. I don't know what that number is.
What about the new card?
My new card?
Yes, sir.
Hold on a second. I can tell you what that is. Let's see if you correlate or not. You asking for what, the last 4?
Yes, sir.
The last 4 is 4368.
Okay, so let me get my supervisor because.
Janice, you're killing all my time today. And wow, I just got to read the terms and conditions, I guess, on everything.
Alrighty, sir. So I just spoke to my supervisor, and that refund will automatically go to your account.
From, you're saying, because you think I filed a dispute, or from you guys?
No, from us. Because the routing number and the account number isn't going to change.
Right, that's that's true.
So it's going to automatically go to the new card.
Okay, that's fair. And you know what? I'm going back in my email right now, and I'm looking. It said we'd like to also provide you a $200 discount code.
Yes.
To be used on. I'm checking my emails, and I didn't read this through, but it's for wellness, beauty, or consumer electronics products.
Yes, sir. So I'm getting your 50% refund together now. So okay. It will automatically be on that card.
Okay.
All right. You have a nice day, and you won't be further charged anything else.
Okay. And so let me ask you this. So how long will it take for that?
Normally it takes 3 to 7 business days.
3 to 7, because you were saying like automatically, so I didn't know.
No.
Okay. All right. So 3 to 7 business day, and it will come from the growing electronic subs. It'll show it coming from that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, so 50%, which is what 67.
33.66.
So 33.66. That's easy to remember. Okay. I will keep an eye out for it, and I'll be more wary in the future, I guess.
All right. Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.